This is The Front Page with Dominique DePrima.
22.3 Radio Free, KJLH. Good morning. For paying your bills, just go to KJLHradio.com and check it out. No, it is not Dominique. Her voice is never this heavy. Well, man, might be in the morning. Roland Bynum.
And Talib.
Yes, good
sitting
morning
in for Dominique this morning. She's taking a little bit of a rest.
You know, she called me up and said, which days can you take for the July the 4th, pre-July the 4th holiday? And I said, you know, let's do Monday. And so I'm glad to hear. It's been a while since I've been on the
page. Yeah, we kind of miss you around here, bro.
Well, you know, when I teach, it's really a tough because I've moved to Fontana. Not Montana. It feels like Montana.
It feels like Montana, right? Fontana.
Yeah.
It's close in pronunciation and not too far in conception when it comes to driving back and forth, I guess, into L.A.
Actually, it's not bad. All my life, I never had to really work in an arena where I had to deal with traffic. And until now. So. You know what? I made a decision. I'm powerless.
I'm powerless. And you lived in L.A. for how long?
Well, actually, 1958, I joined the Marine Corps. Come out here.
Ever since I've been here, it seems like there's traffic all the time.
Well, hi there, beautiful lady.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. We're just talking to each other. And
we got a special guest this morning.
Beautiful lady sitting here.
She is beautiful. Yes. That's right. We have Bridget Finister, Miss Black California.
Thank you.
On deck. You're welcome.
Good morning. Yes, Miss Black California. Wow. Well, we'll get with her and talk to her about her prestigious title and who she is, where she's from, and how she earned it.
And what it's like being a beautiful woman and a contest winner of such.
She has duties, I know.
Yeah.
So she's going to tell us what her duties are as Miss Black California. And we'll find out what they are. It's going to be nice today. The weather's been just real nice. Before we get to her, I know some of our friends went to Rodney King's funeral on Saturday.
Yes. It was Saturday. And
Hollywood Hills. Yeah.
I didn't have the fortune of attending. I was at Leimert Park at the book fair.
At the book fair,
yeah.
Right.
But I saw Miss Molly Bell.
Yeah, I saw Molly earlier at the men's Watts, the Watts Health Corporation. We had the men's health fair.
Yeah.
She was everywhere. She was there. Then she went to the book fair. And then she went
to the funeral. Yeah. I saw her after they came back from the funeral.
Yeah.
Very somber day, I guess, in certain ways. But the book fair was exciting. Was lots of speakers there, mm-hmm. and we had Amiri Baraka, Sonia Sanchez.
I know.
Oh, yeah. It was really, really nice.
Yeah.
And then also we had Amiri Baraka last night at Crash Unity Center.
Right.
And Packed House.
Packed House there, yeah.
Just
Dominique's
wonderful.
Dad.
Dominique's dad. He is wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, he's a gifted gentleman.
One of our treasured icons in African American community,
right.
And we want to say thank you to Baba Baraka,
right,
for all of his contributions to the
for years,
all of his
not a newcomer to the arena
in no way. And so, let's start off each morning, as we do, by saying good morning to the Front Page family and giving thanks, as we always do, to the Creator, to the ancestors, the righteous elders, Stevie Wonder, and you, Front Page family, all the listeners out there, for being a part of this forum and being a part of this family. We couldn't do it without you. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, sir.
Yes.
All right. Let's get right with it.
Get right with it with Miss Black California.
Bridget Finister has been named. I had a student named Finister last name. I teach at John Muir High School.
Oh, really? I'm probably related to them because most Finisters, there's only a few of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
That doesn't sound like a very typical name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me read this. Miss Bridget Finister. Did I say that correct?
Bridget, yes.
Bridget, okay. Has been named the new Miss Black California, USA. a Stockton native and former professional cheerleader for the Oakland Raiders. The Raiderettes.
Yes.
A dreaded Raiders.
Watch out, man.
Oh, Avi said, watch out. He must be a Raider fan. You're a Raider fan?
No.
He said, no.
I'm a Raiderette fan.
Raiderette fan.
All right.
Okay, that's good.
That's okay. I can be a Raiderette fan.
Okay. Right. Bridgette is a proud member of the Eta Sigma chapter of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporation and model and dancer with 18 years of experience. Ms. Black at USA and Inc. is the premier pageant for women of color, promoting education and leadership by providing scholarships. We know that for sure. Opportunities to its winners. The Ms. Black USA pageant is a community-driven organization and is committed to addressing health and education, two leading social issues in the African-American community. Winners of the official Ms. Black USA state pageants use their civic platform to promote awareness of these issues during their reign. Hmm. So there, we'll just kick it off from there. Welcome to the front page.
Thank you for having me, and good morning.
Yeah, so how did you get involved in being Miss Black California?
I actually was approached based on, you know, my academics and being involved in the community. I was asked if I wanted to participate. I hadn't heard of the Miss Black USA organization before, but I did a lot of research on it, and I saw that it wasn't just a regular pageantry system. It was more so giving women a platform to be active in their community, as well as being involved in education and just being a leader when, you know, today there's a lot of women that aren't leading the best example for those young women out there. So mm-hmm. I have the opportunity to do that. So I was really excited to take part of it, and I'm glad I did.
Okay.
That's exciting that you don't just get picked or considered just for your beauty or mm-hmm. for what you look like physically, that there's some academics involved and some community consideration. I find that refreshing. Actually, what do you find one of the most important things for young women nowadays in our culture and in the society with all that's going on in the schools and quite frankly, you know, a lot of young women are a lot of young black women are being put in this school to prison track, just like the young men now. I mean, it's becoming disheartening to know that. But what do you think about the situation of young people, and particularly young women, young black women today?
It's kind of sad because I know I saw an article recently where the women from Basketball Wives were named like the new role models for women. Mm-mm. And
yeah,
I just thought to myself, well, I really don't understand that, because I've watched the show and they don't behave the best. And the fact that young women are having these women as role models is kind of scary. I feel like, you know, young women need to have the example of, you know, you can be educated and you can be involved in your community, you can be religious, and you can still have value. You don't have to be some ex-basketball player or ex-football player, somebody's wife that just goes around and fights people and things like that. It's kind of sad that is the example we're showing. So I'm hoping by being involved in this movement of Miss Black USA that I can show that young women don't have to go down that road, that they can do something different and be proud of themselves and not, you know, feel like they have to do something else.
Well, that's what we hope as well. Because
you're a graduate of San Francisco State.
Yes.
My son just went up. And I'm saying this, my son just went up on a college tour a mm-hmm. Couple of weekends. Father's Day weekend, he was on his way back, and he loves San Francisco State. He was talking about going to San Diego State, and now he's gone north. He says, Dad, I've changed my mind. I think I want to go. He wants to major in communications. I wonder why.
Oh, yeah. It's a great school for communications.
I know
so
that.
He would love it there.
I know that. I just want to share that we were blessed. On their way back there, the van they were in flipped 7 times.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah. And we are blessed. All of the occupants of the vehicle came out of the accident intact. No real major injury. So we felt that was a blessing. But we're really glad about that. But San Francisco State, and you majored in what I teach, English. English
yes.
literature. Did you English literature?
Yes.
English literature.
I've always loved English. Right. I actually started out majoring in accounting because well, because my grandfather, he was really good with numbers, and my mom is an accountant, so she loves it. And so I figured, I'm a lot like my mom. Let me try accounting. Took one class, and I changed my mind. But I always loved English. Yeah, I always loved it. I've been writing since I was, before I could even write, I used to write and read to my parents, but I, you know, couldn't write any words, so it was just something I was just good at, so.
Well, we're similar. I, too, was an accounting major, and after one or two classes, I said, excuse me, all the accountants out there, boring.
Yeah.
But I went into communications. Good for you. And you're associated with Prime America as well. Is that correct?
Prime America, yes.
Prime America. And what is your role with that? You want to own your own business with Prime America?
Yes, I do. I'm actually a district leader for Prime America. And what I do is go out and pretty much it coagulates with my platform, which is financial literacy. So I go out and help families become properly protected, debt-free, and financially independent. So I know with today, it's something that hits close to home because my hometown, Stockton, was just named the largest city in the nation to declare bankruptcy. So
that's
it's
correct.
Something that is really important and that I'm very passionate about. So being able to do that with my work and just tying that in with community service it just fit.
What are some of your duties?
So basically, Bridget, I am a spokesperson for two different Miss Black USA platforms. One is the Heart Truth Campaign, and that warns women about heart disease and provides them tools to take action against the risk factors, as well as the Take 25 Campaign, which is a national preventative child safety program sponsored by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Wow.
And yes, and that was actually started in honor of National Missing Children's Day. So I know that a lot of children out there that are African American aren't being broadcasted on the news to look for them. So it's actually created just, you know, for the African American and that ethnic community to, you know, get these children back and help them learn the tools that they need in order to stay safer so that we don't have to go down that route in the future.
I'm so glad you said that. And I'm really excited about the fact that you are involved in that facet of our community as well. I was sharing with my youngest child. She's 10. We were watching, the show with the guy with the missing children and
I can't remember the name of that show.
America's
Most Wanted.
Oh, Most Wanted, okay.
This past weekend, mm-hmm. And we were looking at the women. I always talk about to my daughters and to my sons about how women are mistreated in this country and how they're used as sex objects, they're abused, there's so many things that go on, and I was telling her how important it is. You know, there's so many missing children, and just what happens to them, and be acutely aware of your presence and everywhere you go. So where do you go to tell this story to our children and our community?
I travel all across California. Wherever I can talk, I speak to churches, schools. I go in. I actually teach for my financial literacy courses. I teach like 5-week courses in elementary schools and high schools. So I do that all around the area. And then I also participated in the Take 25 National Day, where I went out and spoke to kids about safety and taught them little tips to do if somebody approaches them. And, you know, you need to know your phone number and different things like that that are important that they need to know in order to keep themselves safe. Because unfortunately, a lot of parents might not have the information, or they're just not taking the time. They don't think, oh, this is important to teach my child. You know, I know when I was younger, my parents actually had a password. It was RUG. I remember we never had to use it, but they said, if anybody ever told you that they came to pick you up, you have to ask for the password.
I love it.
Yeah, but I don't think any other parents, I've never met anybody else that ever did that.
I love that. Kind of good idea.
Yeah, but so it's a really great way to make sure that kids stay safe, because it's terrible to hear what's happening to all these kids across the nation.
Yeah, RUG. I like that.
Yes. It's because my dad is a floor layer. Yeah, so we decided to fix something that was similar.
I'm a little curious to know how you said you teach financial literacy in the
elementary
school.
Yes.
How is that received by young children, the issues of finance? And I'm sure you've seen some interesting
Well, it's sad to say, I was very shocked that some kids didn't even know what a checking account was, a bank card. They didn't know any of this stuff. So when I went in, I'm asking questions. They really have no idea. But I start off my discussions with the very first segment is dignity and how if you don't have dignity, you can't have a positive financial future, which means, you know, you don't make a purchase without having the money in your account. Mm. You don't do fraudulent things. And starting there, because I know some kids, I asked this one girl, I said, what would you do if you didn't have money but you needed to buy something? She said, I just would use my credit card. I said, well, where does the money come from? She said, it's on the credit card.
It's on the credit card.
They don't understand.
They just
think
it's there
really
magically.
Important. Yeah, so that can explain why our country is in such a devastation financially. So we start there and move on. They understand it. These kids really get it. I taught a fourth grade class and they received it so well. But it's most people just don't have the tools to teach their kids these skills. So I'm going in and I'm giving them the skills that they can even teach their parents. And then hopefully we can start reversing this cycle, because I know that within our African-American community, we're in this problem because we don't have the information and the knowledge that we need. So I'm going out there and I'm giving it to them.
Yes. Do you think that the schools should be focusing more at early age
Definitely.
Issues?
I think if we had programs in the school that taught financial literacy as a young, and probably kindergarten, they would understand it. Little things, and just it got more and more intense as they got older. Kids would be a lot better off.
Yeah. They wouldn't think everything just comes from mommy and daddy.
Yeah, because they don't know.
Yeah, and,
we assume
and the credit
they
card.
Do. Yeah.
And this is Operation Hope. Is that what this is?
Yes,
is that part of Operation Hope?
Yeah, it's a nonprofit organization that pretty much it gives me the foundation I need. So I have booklets and I go in and I teach courses. It even has little sections where I can show them how to write a check. Some kids have never seen a check before. They don't know how to write a check. Like, how do you, when you live an adult life and you don't know how to write a check?
Well, as a teacher, you find out a lot of what our young people don't know. Over 511 students in more than 700 schools through Operation Hope, through the community-based organization in the United States, South Africa, and Haiti has been impacted by this wonderful program that you're involved in.
As John Bryant is the founder, right?
Yes.
Of Operation Hope. You talk about children not knowing how to write a check. You got some adults.
Yeah, there's some adults. And so I know that it's kind of hard sometimes to get the adults to receive. But if kids are going home and telling their parents things that they learn, hopefully it can pass on to them.
Yeah, a lot of things we learn from our children, fortunately.
So what are you going to be doing this year? When did you accept your role as a Miss Black California? When did you become crowned? When were you crowned?
So last year in August is when
August,
I took
So your reign ends in August?
Yes, and it actually ends at the end of the year.
And end of this year,
yeah,
2012.
Yeah, I'm competing for Miss Black USA in August, the 8th through the 14th, and
Come
that's going to be
California.
In Washington, D.C., so... California, I'm going out to represent all of us.
We're rooting for you. That's right.
Miss Black California.
California, Miss Black California.
Miss USA.
Right here in the studio with Tal Taleb and Roland Bynum and for Dominique.
Right.
And we're taking calls, y'all. Y'all can call us and ask Miss California, Miss Black California some questions. I know y'all got questions. We got some callers out there that always call in when we got issues with women's and relationship and those type of things. So call in. Call and ask us some questions.
So you are just going to start competing for Miss USA in August?
Yes, Miss Black USA. With the other ladies that represent their states, and we'll compete in talent, fitness, interview, and personal expression. And I'm really excited. I think it'll be a great time.
How tall are you?
5'7".
I thought you had a nice height there. 5'7". Yeah, so this is pretty exciting, huh? It's a new role undertaking as Miss Black California, moving up to Miss Black United States, USA.
Yes, hopefully I'll bring home the crown.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Now, what are some of the changes in terms of duties and exposures and stuff if you should win the Miss Black USA?
You know, I will say that the difference between this pageant and other pageants is they don't prepare you for just a week of competing and walking around in a swimsuit. We actually are prepared for life skills and being being Miss Black USA ready, as our founder Karen Arrington would say. The stuff I'm doing now, being a part of the Take 25 and the Heart Truth campaign, is what I will be doing. I'm being in the media and I'm community active and in my education, and that's the same exact thing I'll be doing, just at a higher level.
Now I'm on the national level.
Yeah, and all the other girls are ready. We've been groomed for the past year. We actually had former Miss Black Alabama. She's been like she's been our mentor for the past year and helping us with that. So
that's great.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, 520-KJLH is the number to call to talk to this beautiful lady. And you're accompanied by your aunt. She's also been mentoring you as you go along as well.
Huh? Yes, my aunt is here. She travels me to a lot of my events. And so she's kind of like my personal cheerleader. And she's been helping me book events and do everything. So she's here with me this morning at 4 a.m. And we are excited.
How do you feel about getting up at 4 a.m.?
You know, it's not as bad. Once you're up, it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you look like you've been up about 4 or 5 hours.
You look, right. I mean, you look
like 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Beautiful.
You win Miss Black USA. Those duties will take you for another year.
Yes.
After that's completed, what do you want to do with your life?
Well, I plan to write a children's book series that focuses on financial literacy. So hopefully I want to get that in the schools into a curriculum that I can start. So that is my long-term goal on that side. And then I also I will be owning my own business through Primerica with my family. So it is a family business.
Oh, okay, great.
Yes.
Great. I do know about Primerica. I was involved many years ago
when
it first inception. And I think it's a great financial reward. And also it teaches a financial stability and just protects the family, which is critically important when it comes to African American community. We do have a call on the line. Who is it? Do you know this guy?
Yeah, we know this guy, Charles from 1-800-UNITE-US. Charles, you're on the line with Miss Black California and Roland Bynum and Tal Talib.
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and congratulations, Miss Black California 2012.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm friends with Jolanda Davis. That was a Miss Black California 2009. She was over at the book fair with her book and did very well. I had a chance to meet a lot of people and Molly Bell, some other folks. But I want to ask you, Bridget, the same question I asked when I first met Jolanda. And what is the importance? Can you explain the importance of a Miss Black California? Why do we need a Miss Black California today?
I believe we do, because I know a lot of young women have these role models. I mean, you can think back to being a child, like a young child, Barbie dolls. What are they? They're primarily Caucasian. Everything is based off of race, but there's not a lot of African-American influences these young girls have. So we don't really have anything to go off of. So to be able to say, I want to be Miss Black USA in a place to where I feel like I have an equal chance, an equal opportunity, and somewhere that I can advance myself within my own community and not have to feel like I'm always having to compete up against, you know, other women that don't look like me. It's great to be somewhere where I feel like I belong and that is made for me to advance myself, because who better than to advance your own race than, you know, the African-American community.
And I want to say, Charles, that she's a beautiful chocolate-skinned sister.
Thank you.
She's a sister here.
Well, I tell you, I went to Facebook, and I can concur with that, my brother. That's some outstanding work that you're doing, too, with the financial literacy, Bridget, and well-represented.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for your friend. Hey, Charles, thank you for becoming my friend on Facebook the other day.
Hey, and thank you for uniting us with Miss Black California.
Absolutely. All right, thank you, Charles. Have a great day, man.
All right.
Okay. Okay, we have another caller.
Another call.
Yeah, we have Kevin in Commerce.
Kevin from Commerce.
Kevin.
You're on the line with Miss Black California.
These gentlemen are calling in, Bridget.
That's right. We woke them up.
Kevin, you're on the front page.
Kevin, you there?
Oh, yeah, good morning. How you guys doing there?
We're great. How are you doing? Come on, wake up, man. Wake up.
I was driving and put on my seatbelt there.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing.
Hey, I just want to say, Miss Black California, you're a very beautiful woman there. I'm like Charles. I went to your Facebook page, and I liked you on your Facebook.
Thank you.
And I didn't know Dr. Cornell West has that many teeth. That picture he cheesing with you there.
Yes.
Well, I can tell why he's cheating next to you like that there. You might go look at Dr. Cornell's pictures right next to you. But I just want to say you're a very beautiful woman there, and and I think you're going to represent California very well there.
Thank you.
Put your chakras down.
All right. All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Okay. Be safe out there on the road, man. I know you heard you're buckling up, okay? And keep 102.3 Radio Free KJLH all day long, okay, family? Okay, thank you. 102.3 Radio Free KJLH, Compton, Los Angeles, Inglewood, and Long Beach, Strong Beach, as a part of your family. This is Roland Bynum and Tal Talib. We are in for Dominique DePrima. We have our very special guest, Miss Brigitte Finister, who is named Miss Black California.
Brigitte.
Oh, okay. I'll go.
Sounds divine. Huh?
I got a niece named Bridget, so it's not Bridget.
I have to apologize for when I pronounce her name. I said Bridget, but it's Brigitte.
Yeah.
It's okay. You got it now.
Okay. And a graduate of San Francisco State is involved in financial stability with Prime America. Also, you have a website that we want people to know. You're on Facebook, obviously, because they,
yes,
they picked you up. And they were Dr. Cornel West grinning and skinning next to you, so that's a good thing. She's on Facebook.com, Miss Black California USA 2012. Or you can contact her by email. Is that, we can do that?
Yes.
Or we can put your email out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And her email is MissBlackCA2012@yahoo.com. Once again, Miss Black, CA for California, 2012@yahoo.com.
And we'll have that up on the website
for
all those who missed it, because we're sure that some of our men friend want to call in and ask you and Facebook you and all kind of stuff. So that'll be up on the website when we get there.
Please do. I also have Twitter, so all my stuff is on my website. And if anybody would be interested in being a sponsor, I have to raise money in order to get to the pageant. So I have about 40 days, a little bit less than 40 days, to raise like $3,000. So if anybody wants to donate, you can visit my website and all the information's on there.
Okay, she says, I need help. The national pageant is coming in less than 40 days.
Yes.
And I still need to raise about $3,000 and support her campaign by donating anything you can. And to become a sponsor, visit her fundraising page. And I'm going to do this very slow because it's very long. It's www.gofundme.com. Brigitte for Miss Black California 2012. And again, this will be up
this
on
will
the
be
website.
Up on the website.
So you can go and visit there. And come on, family, let's support her. Let's get her there. So we want, come on now, we can't have all the states and not Miss Black California represent
the
Miss Black.
That's right.
That's right. We, best state and the best young lady in the whole pageantry
that's
coming up.
So calling all supporters, y'all. Calling all front page supporters. Let's make sure that we get behind Brigitte.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so that's basically what we wanted to share, is that we have this wonderful young lady and financial literacy. How do we get you to come to visit schools? Now school is out primarily right now, mm-hmm. So this is an opportunity for you to make that transition. And if someone wanted to book you for come to speak at schools, how do they do that?
You can just shoot me an email, and that's on my website, or you just told it. And I'm open to any type of events. I can talk on any of the three platforms that I speak on.
And mention those three platforms again.
The Heart Truth Campaign,
mm-hmm.
which is Women in Heart Disease. The Take 25 Campaign, which is a preventative child safety program. And then my Financial Literacy Campaign, which is giving the children the tools to have a positive financial future. And I also speak to young women about loving themselves, you know, inside and out, that they don't have to be a model on TV or look a certain way to feel good about themselves. And I just really want to put that message out to the young women.
Great.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
And we got, as we wrap this up, I just want to say, how many, do you have brothers and sisters? How big is your family?
I do. I have an older sister, and she is, I believe she just turned 24. She got married last year.
Wait a minute. She said an older sister.
Well, she is my older sister.
I can't call my sister older. I say I have a big sister.
Okay, my big sister, yes. Yeah. And she lives in Florida with her husband.
Okay.
And then I have a younger brother, and he is a sophomore at the University of Pacific.
Oh, and then
my younger sister will be a freshman in high school, and she's just, she just turned 14, but she's going on 25. So she's already trying to do everything that we do, so it's great. I come from a big family, so we're really close.
Well, I just want to...
She has a wonderful, wonderful example to follow.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that, you're instrumental in helping guide her life and her choices as well. Because at that age, they need some kind of mentor.
They do.
Someone to look up to. Yeah.
I just want to say to your mother and father and to your family, congratulations. They have raised a really genuine, beautiful young lady.
Yes, I concur.
It takes courage, trust me, and it takes courage to step out and to become involved in a pageantry in the first place. And because when you do, you let everybody know who you are, basically, as a human being. And then to win, which is a joyous feeling. I know what it must have felt like when you did win. And then to accept the responsibility, to put your life on hold, to give yourself to the community in the way that you do. And have been doing is tremendous, and now wanting to go to the next step, which is the Miss Black USA. We as a part of the Radio Free family, the Front Page family, we are asking that we bring donations in and let's help her raise that $3,000 so we can have this beautiful lady continue to represent our community, our family at the highest level and continue to bring the message to our community. We just want to thank you for being a representative and especially all of California. You know, we're talking about
all of 30
plus million folks up in here.
Well, thank you. You know, I just have to give that back to my parents because they raised me to be someone who doesn't focus on themselves. They raised me to be in the community. It wasn't a hard transition because I was already active in the community. I just put a title next to it. So they raised me to be that type of person. So I owe that all to both of my parents.
Well, you give them a great big hug from the Radio Free Front Page family. And again, any parting things that you might want to share before you
give us what you think is important to keep in mind for young girls, young African-American girls growing up in this culture, and what you think was important for you that gave you inspiration, gave you motivation to stay in a positive direction, positive track.
It was definitely my parents just making me remember that I am everything that God intended me to be and more. Because, I mean, I'm sad to say, when I was growing up, I was picked on a lot. I was really tall and really skinny and, like, kind of awkward a little bit. So I got picked on, but if I didn't have that instilled in myself that I was good enough, then I don't know, honestly, where I would be. And I can only imagine. I went through it, but I made it through. I can think of the girls who haven't made it through or aren't going to make it through. So never pass up an opportunity to tell a young woman that she's beautiful or that she's smart, that she can do something, because there's so many people out there telling everybody, you can't do it. I had people, I remember, you know what, my mom makes me remember this all the time. When I was in middle school, a friend of mine, I didn't make a team or something in middle school, and a friend of mine said to her, oh, it's about time that she finally failed. It's just stuff like that all the time. And that was my friend. So you can only imagine what people that don't like other women are saying. So just don't forget that and always uplift these young women, because if we don't, then nobody else will. And that's how we make sure that they are respecting themselves with relationships and everything else in their whole life. So just don't forget that.
Well, we just want to thank you for those parting words, Ms. Bridgette Finister, the new Miss Black California USA 2012. Heading to become a Miss Black USA 2012-2013. Hit her up on her web, Facebook at www.facebook.com/ Miss Black California USA 2012. Also, you can contact her by email at Miss Black CA2012@yahoo.com. Let's help her raise that $3,000. Let's get her to Washington, D.C., and let's get a winner from California again.
Yeah,
there you go. Hey, we want to thank you again for coming in. Thank you, beautiful. beautiful.
Thank you for having me. And thank you, Auntie. She came all the way out here with me. She's been up all morning. So, okay.
Thank you, Auntie.
And God bless your hair.
Thank you.
Okay. And again, give your mom and dad a great big hug.
Oh, I will.
Okay. God bless you. Take care.
Thanks.